As soon as the governor signed the measure, the new law took effect. It's supposed to go hand in hand with another law on the books that creates an exemption for the body camera recordings. It passed the Florida legislature last year to address privacy concerns. West Park Democratic Representative Chevron Jones, who worked on both bills, says the latest law requires law enforcement agencies who use the body cameras to create set guidelines.
I'm excited that the governor signed House Bill 93. It's been a long time coming. Last year, as you know, due to the budget impasse between the House and the Senate, it died. But we brought it back this year, and it asks those agencies who are currently using police body cameras that they have to create rules, regulations for the usage of the cameras. But it also makes it mandatory that they train those officers who are using police body cameras.
The bill was an original mandate for law enforcement agencies across the state to use the cameras, but after working with other law enforcement groups, Jones changed the measure. He says the overall goal is to encourage more and more law enforcers to use the body cameras. In fact, after the legislative session ended, he says many agencies started to move forward on the cameras.
For example, Sheriff Scott Israel in Broward County, they rolled out police body cameras on Wednesday. I think the city of Miami, their police department, Miami Beach Police Department, they rolled out police body cameras now that they see that the state is more comfortable with the new technology.
Months ago, Leon County Sheriff Mike Wood was unsure about whether his agency would use the cameras. He now says while the sheriff's office most likely will, he still has some reservations.
I think that ultimately we're going to have them. There is a cost factor, and you can't pretend that it doesn't matter. It does matter. But there are also a lot of questions that have to be answered, the acquisition of the data, the storage, and then the public records request. How do you reproduce the data? And then when they ask for data, when you reproduce it, someone has to review it and, in fact, redact things that are not public record. And so there's a lot of fiscal impact there. I'm not opposed to body cameras per se, but it's a bigger question than it seems really at first glance.
Still, aside from the matter of cost, Representative Jones says Wood's concern should be allayed in both new laws. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.